This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No matter where you work from these days,
take Jones and Keefe with you on the Odyssey app.
Favorite WEEI.
Hearing again. The bigger bag alert, I love it even more.
Bigger bag alert.
Sometimes you just got to tip your cap, Keefe.
Yeah, well played.
Like Curran loved Tommy Tuesday. That was all Rich Keefe.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, we win some and then we lose some. Sometimes you just got to tip your cap to the McAfee show and
it's
go bigger
right
bag alert. They got us there.
We weren't on the air for that. That's the thing is these signings happen right after we get off the air.
So I hate that you said this early in the show.
So true.
And now we're midway through the show, more than midway through the show. And it's like they haven't done squat.
Marchand traded 3 o'clock. We're like driving home. Yesterday, Milton Williams,
like
big
backup alert. The whole team traded.
Oh, that's also a good point.
Friday,
yeah,
this Friday
like,
after
I guess
2 o'clock.
Nothing, yeah. Then everybody, Coyle, Carlo, everybody.
Now,
yeah,
we were on the air for some signings yesterday, but the biggest one happened after we got off the air. So, right, like Cooper Kupp's about to get released at like 2:01.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody will sign him by 3 o'clock.
Patriots get Steph Diggs.
Patriots will sign Cam Robinson at 2:30. That's kind of the way things are trending.
Yeah.
On day two in legal tampering. Let's just reset this. Day one, thumbs up, thumbs down. Did you like it? Still more work to do? Do you have to wait before you can officially grade it, not knowing what they're doing at tackle and wide receiver? Are you upset they don't have a tackle and a wide receiver? How'd you view day one?
First two things you said I agree with. I think it's good and also the more work to be done. I mean, this team had so many needs. Like when Vrabel took over and you were looking at the roster, how many times would we have different conversations throughout last year and throughout the entire offseason where you say, I like the quarterback and I like one corner. Everybody else, you can kind of take them or leave them. And some will look better if you get better players at their positions, right? So that's what they did yesterday, and they beefed up on defense. They're closer to being a good defense than they are a good offense. So I'm happy with the additions that they made yesterday. I'm happy with the signing of Milton Williams more so for the contract in a weird way than the player, just because they are a factor now. They could spend big money. They're willing to spend big money. We've been killing them for 3 years for not spending any money on the team and then being surprised that they would win 4 games. So this year they are spending money. They spent more money, I think, than anybody in free agency yesterday. So Milton Williams, we'll see how he does getting out of that Philly defense, but has a chance to be great. You get a big tackling linebacker. You get a edge rusher who has the ability to get 10 sacks. And then I think the best signing of the day, even if it might have been a slight overpay, that's fine. It's free agency. Carlton Davis. So now you have one of the better cornerback duos in the NFL. So everything on defense I like. Offense, I think, is a TBD. They added bodies, but it's very much a TBD.
It's definitely TBD. Could they sign Cam Robinson? There's your left tackle with Morgan Moses, your right tackle. Could they bring in Kupp? Could they flip Joe Milton for Jacoby Myers, as Curran suggested? I'd feel a little different, and I would feel like Vrabel paid off on exactly what he said. We're going to approach free agency where we're filling needs and let the draft come to us. That doesn't mean you have a perfect plan at tackle. That doesn't mean you have a perfect plan at wide receiver, but you've at least brought in some real professional players where you didn't have real professionals at those spots a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the defense I like, I'm not going to criticize them for spending money. Maybe they overpaid for Milton Williams. So what?
That's free agency.
Maybe you overpaid for Carlton Davis. So what? You needed to overpay for some of these guys. You had nobody on the roster. So I might nitpick it and say they overpaid, but I'm willing to overpay on these guys. Why did you prefer Carlton Davis to Milton Williams as your favorite signing of the day?
I just think that, first of all, it may be a little bit more of a sure thing. He plays every snap. Milton Williams does not play every snap. And, we'll see how he does. He's 26, so sky's the limit. But playing next to Jalen Carter and in that Eagles defense, I think might benefit you quite a bit. Whereas Carlton Davis, we know, we've seen enough of him. We know he's a good corner, and he's also your number two corner. And so I think going up against all these different offenses, whether it's Buffalo, Miami, or whoever New York gets for their quarterback, they have Garrett Wilson. Like, you're set up now to be one of the, like, Denver's defense last year. They had good corners, and that was a hard defense to go up against.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of, it brings you up to at least average, right? Like, you could see with a really good defense, maybe the ability to even win eight games and then kind of go from there. But I like having a top cornerback combo. Well, you can't just pick on the other corner not named Gonzalez now.
And Rich Keith Stats and Info did this research earlier today.
Right.
But there was one top 10 defense by points per game last year that didn't make the playoffs. It was the Miami Dolphins, who were 8-9.
Right.
Like, if you're an 8-win team and knocking on the door of the playoffs, I don't think we're going to complain about that. That's not a perfect team by any means.
Nope. It doesn't mean you're all set on offense. Like, hey, we're going to be really good on defense and only win on defense. Like, nobody's doing that. Nobody's only winning on one side of the ball. But they saw an opportunity. And also, based on who was available out there, like, there were probably a couple more corners to go out and get than straight up free agent wide receivers, right? Like, some of the other guys were, Metcalf and Debo and maybe Kupp are all trades. So it was like you tried on Chris Godwin. If you believe the reports, they tried quite a bit on Chris Godwin and didn't get him. And I don't love any of the other names that are out there, so why not beef up on secondary?
So here's how two things I liked. And listening to Curran, I think he detailed it pretty well. Carlton Davis, I said earlier, I was like, oh, well, that tells you how much they have to overpay for players. DJ Reed went for $16 a year, AAV, not getting into like any of the minutiae of the contract, which we'll continue to find out. But $16 million AAV, they're paying what I think is a worse player, Carlton Davis, $4 million more per year. So that right there tells you, a guy like DJ Reed will go contend with the Lions at $16 million a year, where you have to pay a guy like Carlton Davis to leave the Lions $20 million a year. So I think that illustrates it, but Curran made a good point too. Maybe Davis was an example of them pivoting. Not pivoting off of DJ Reed, but pivoting off of Godwin.
Mm-hmm.
Pivoting off of Stanley. We're going to use this money. They certainly made sure they pivoted to give Milton Williams more money. Oh, you're going to Carolina? No, you're not.
Yeah, that was big.
$104 million, whatever it was, 60-something guaranteed. We're going to get it done. So I like that. I also like, and I am more confident now after seeing free agency play out, Vrabel is running the show.
Oh, 100%.
I was skeptical of that. I wonder why Elliott Wolf is here. I still think Wolf is going to have more influence than just somebody who's playing out the string on his contract. I don't think he's just here to get coffee.
No, everybody with the exception of Milton Williams, right, overlapped with Vrabel, Williams, or McDaniels.
Correct.
Yeah.
So I think Wolf is, a secondary at best piece, and Vrabel's running the show, which I feel good about. So if they don't get a tackle, I'm not going to blame Wolf. If they don't get a tackle, that's Vrabel. If they don't get a wide receiver, I'm not going to blame Wolf. I'm going to blame Vrabel. But all the moves they've made so far, I'm going to credit Vrabel. And their defense is definitely better. So you can jump in, 617-779-7937. Tom is in Hull. What's up, Tom?
Hey, guys. A couple things. One good, one bad. Pats, you got 22 players that you got to play. 11 on each side. We got 5 starters that we just signed, which was huge. They did a great job, and there's more to come. We got the 4th pick, so we're probably going to have 6 starters.
Probably.
So I'm very, very excited. I've totally changed about the Pats and the Kraft. And I'm psyched.
Good.
So now I got to touch on Marshawn.
Uh-huh.
So we give Swayman who has played 70 games. Okay, we give him $8 million a year, and we can't give our captain, who won a Stanley Cup, heart and soul of the Boston Bruins for the last how many years? We can't give him $6 million a year. Instead, we got to watch him come back to the Garden in a Florida Panthers, shirt. Are you kidding me?
Okay,
pathetic. All right, boys.
So, Tom,
Tom.
I think you're a little wrong on the numbers. The Bruins were offering him $6 million a year.
6.3. and he wanted more. He wanted over $1 million more than that.
According to Paul Bissonnette, he wanted $7.5 million a year.
But also, this is one of those things where I think as fans, we get kind of swept up in it, and you almost want to pay players based on past performance and not future performance. But isn't that what the job is supposed to be? So, like, Jeremy Swayman was going to get more based on his age and what you were hoping he was going to be in, like, a true number one, like, top five goalie in the league.
Look, I think the Bruins at 6'3", were 3 years, 6'3", were more than fair. More than fair to Marchand.
3 years is kind of even a surprise, but based on what they've done with some of the old guys before.
And tell me if this is contradictory. All right. Also don't blame Marchand for saying, guys, I did win a cup. You're paying Lindholm, who's a bum. You gave McAvoy and Swayman and Pastrnak, you gave them their money, so where's mine?
Yeah.
I don't really blame Marchand for feeling that way. I wouldn't give it to him if I'm the team, but I don't blame Marchand for feeling that way. And if you're upset, like Tom and Hull, that he's on the Florida Panthers, you know who you can blame?
Brad Marchand.
You can blame Brad.
He picked the Panthers. They traded him to where he wanted to go.
So I think he did it out of spite. And it's interesting to me, and apparently he's not playing tonight, and he's still, quote-unquote, weeks away. It's interesting to me he was able to get out on the ice now that he's a Florida Panther. Couldn't do that. Weeks away when he was here with the Bruins.
Yeah.
It's interesting he's out there skating around at the Garden with Barkov and Verhaeghe today now that he's in a Florida sweater. And so that's just interesting to me, if nothing else.
I just think it's funny, too, how both say, you know, even in Jacob's statement, they really wanted him. Sweeney and Neely really wanted him. Martian really wanted to stay. Yeah, he's with Florida. Everybody so desperately wanted to stay.
Like, yeah, no, everything was good. Everybody liked each other. There was nothing bad in the room. They all wanted to stay together. And yet, somehow, he wanted a raise. They wouldn't give it to him. And now he's on your biggest rival.
Got it.
That all adds up. Everything must be good there.
So now, it's going to be pretty tough next year. Does he get $7 million, $7.5 million for 3 years from another team next year? Because what if he ends up signing for six?
I'd take the under on 7.5, but yeah, six and a half, seven. I bet he can get that for 3 years.
I don't think the Bruins offer him anything. I don't think he even asked the Bruins. But I'm just saying.
Like, I don't think he'd come back.
No. But yeah, it's kind of crazy how it all works out. So his next contract is going to be fascinating.
617-779-7937. More on the Patriots and changing the culture in the room, not the character in the room, as Tommy Curran kept saying over and over again. And then
speaking of characters, they did get Mac Hollins.
They absolutely did.
The barefoot Contessa.
So there's an emphasis on culture. There's also more work to be done at left tackle and wide receiver. We'll get back into that. And it's Tuesday. It's 12:45, which means we have the madness. Kiefer Madness, next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How are you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe is a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
Why do you think an alien would wear a wig?
I think for aesthetic reasons.
A Bigfoot murdered three guys on a dope farm.
The maid of honor hit the bottle hard and almost hit the best man with his own car.
Are there guys who kick with both legs?
All right, here we go. It is time for Kiefer Madness on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. And boy, Jones, do we have a story for you. A PSA for anybody who owns a dog, I would say.
Oh.
Which is you, which is me. A lot of people own dogs.
Yeah, it's a sizable percentage of the population, yeah.
I would think a lot of people do have dogs, right? Dogs are a man's best friend, after all. Memphis, Tennessee is where we go for this story. I don't know if you've ever been to the Memphis, Tennessee.
Nope. Beale Street?
Never been.
Never walked in Memphis.
No, you haven't.
Nope.
All right, let's find out what's going on down there.
Frazier man recovering from a gunshot wound, and you won't believe who he claims shot him.
Okay.
I may have given it away a little bit.
Did you?
Maybe
I wasn't listening close
enough.
A little bit.
So a gunshot wound, and you'll never believe who shot him.
Oh,
Yeah,
perhaps you did. I'm sorry.
I kind of did.
Yeah, I thought I wasn't listening to the news story.
No, I get it now. You heard it.
I was like, Ghost of Elvis? What could be going on?
Nothing like that.
I think I get it now.
Derrick Rose missing a free throw?
Man's best friend?
Perhaps.
Or is it?
Enemy.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us. I'm Greg Hurst.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Scurlock. The bizarre incident happened early Monday morning on Whitney Avenue. WREG's Mike Sirianni picks up the story from here.
All right, let's dive in.
You probably heard the expression, when dog bites man, it's not news. When man bites dog, it could be news. But
hey, that's the expression?
We've all heard.
Yeah. There's no way that's the expression.
I've never worked in a newsroom.
I mean, this guy's been in the news a long time.
I'm not a journalist, Keith. I make a point all the time. Yeah. I'm not a journalist. I never pretend to be a journalist.
No. To paint the picture, this is the world's oldest journalist. They have him on the scene for this story.
Hey, he's still out.
Yeah.
Man on the street.
He's like, you guys know the old adage.
We heard the expression, when dog bites man, it's not news. When man bites dog, it could be news.
Okay.
I mean, if a man bites a dog, I suppose we do have a story on our hands.
I feel like
we probably track that down.
How would it not be news? When is that not news? Just out of curiosity.
Now, if your dog bit a man, no one would know because your dog doesn't have teeth.
No, he's just...
This might be the only way Jones' dog could harm someone.
True. He's just gumming you.
You got gummed.
Yeah, I've been gummed. I've been gummed by a loose 12-year-old Cavalier.
We heard the expression, when dog bites man, it's not news. When man bites dog, it could be news. But when dog shoots owner, now you got a real story.
If it bleeds, it leads.
Dog shoots owner.
Uh-huh, yeah.
That's a story.
Yeah.
Throw out all the old adages. We got a new one.
I mean, it's a good point. Have we ever had a man bites dog story in Kiefer Madness?
I don't believe so.
We did have a run
of bath salts, which was just men biting other men. We did that story years ago.
Yeah, we covered that very thoroughly. That's true.
The whole state of Florida was just riddled with bath salts for like a hot month.
Yep. No, that's accurate. But yeah, okay. Dog shoots man. Now you got something.
Dog shoots man. Hmm. Let's send out our oldest reporter. They're in
this guy.
That's him. On Twitter or on Twitch and YouTube, you can see this guy. He's got a little bit of Fritz Weatherby to him. The guy on the New Hampshire Chronicle.
Okay.
Who just gives you like a history lesson in New Hampshire. You ever seen that guy?
No.
Oh, can you spin a yarn, Jones?
Not from New Hampshire, but okay.
It pops up. You don't have Channel 9?
Well, I have it. I don't watch it, but I
have
it.
You should.
Yeah, okay.
Both Chronicles are great. Yeah. The New Hampshire Chronicle, you get Fritz Weatherby, who's like, he'll be sitting on a stagecoach and he'll give you like a 20-minute story about like some guy that like rode past it once.
I didn't know there was even a New Hampshire Chronicle.
I didn't even know. Probably the original Chronicle.
Wow.
Would be my guess.
Hmm.
Probably not. But here we go.
That's reportedly what happened at this address on Whitney Avenue in Frazier early Monday morning.
I know what happened. I just know somebody got shot.
All right, so now we're getting some eyewitness reports. Maybe not eyewitness, but we're getting some boots on the ground.
Yeah, I'd be, you know, you want to snitch on this dog.
Well, you're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats.
That was a story. that made
quite a story.
National news.
Maybe this is why they were eating them.
You're going to find out, though, these people in Memphis are pretty tight-lipped about the whole thing.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't. They sent their best guy on this story, but I don't know if we're going to get a lot of details.
Look, you know the saying, Keith. If a dog bites man, that's not a story. A man bites dog, it could be a story.
Could be.
But I know snitches get stitches. I know that. I know that one. I know.
Yeah, I've heard that for sure.
I know what happened. I just know somebody got shot.
A disturbing scene for this person who didn't want to be identified.
First the police pulled up, and then the fire truck, then the ambulance.
So what? Police, fire, ambulance.
Yeah.
In that order.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough.
Man who would speak but would not be identified.
No, a bunch of first responders. Look, again, the dog's got a gun, Keith. You don't want to say too much.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
According to police, a man and woman at this address were lying in bed, relaxing and talking.
Nice. Hell yeah.
Tell us a little bit more about this. Just a guy and a gal laying in bed, relaxing, talking.
Might not be news or could be, it could be a story.
It could be news.
When the man's dog jumped on the bed, got its paw stuck in the trigger guard of a weapon, and ended up hitting the trigger.
Okay, hang on.
So we're supposed to believe that a man and a woman were laying on the bed just talking.
A reverse Paul Brown. Mm-hmm.
And a dog jumped onto the bed, stuck his paw into the gun, and fired a round off?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Listen, I wasn't there. I can't tell you it didn't happen. It seems far-fetched.
What do you think? Far-fetched.
The weapon discharged, a round grazing the top left thigh of the 39-year-old man. Monday, family and friends came by but did not want to appear on camera and were still processing what happened.
All right.
Okay.
Nobody's talking and we're blaming the dog. That's what it feels like to me. Something happened in this house. A gun got shot.
Something freaky went down.
Dog. Do you want to talk about it? Nope.
No.
But I will tell you that it was the dog.
Like, grazed my thigh.
Got my right in the thigh. Got me. Like, grazed.
There was a freak incident, and the dog jumped up and caused the gun to discharge.
I mean, please.
Yeah.
Blaming the dog sounds like a oldest dad trick in the book. The dog did it.
Tell me more about this discharge.
Yeah.
A friend of the victim told me the dog involved is a pit bull about a year old named Oreo.
All right.
You're blaming Oreo? It's a puppy, for God's sakes.
I don't like this either. So now we're blaming a pit bull.
Pit bull
did it.
It's a one-year-old dog named Oreo.
Reeks of a cover-up, Keith.
It does.
Not to play my normal side of the street.
Inside job.
It's an inside job. They all inevitably come back to being inside job.
Does this not sound like an inside job?
It sounds very much like an inside job.
Thank you.
Yeah, he's really friendly. He is a pit bull, but he's a very friendly pit bull.
Unless he has a gun.
Yeah.
When he has a gun, don't
all bets are off.
Don't snitch on him because he'll...
No. He knows people.
He'll get you in the thigh.
This is really odd, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Is your friend going to be okay?
Yes, he's fine. He's fine.
The victim was taken to Regional 1. When police asked for the weapon, the victim told them the woman left the house and took the weapon with her.
Oh, boy.
What on God's green earth are we doing here? We have half of this story at best.
So now the weapon's missing?
So the dog shot the guy in the thigh, and then the woman just took the gun?
Yeah.
Just left with the gun?
Yeah, well, you know, we don't need that anymore.
Police did recover one shell casing. I was told Oreo is at home, but I was not allowed to take his picture.
I asked nicely.
I tried to interview him.
Can I just talk to the dog? No, you can't talk to the dog. Can I take his photo? No. They won't even let you take a picture of the dog.
Does anybody in this story exist?
Is anybody telling the truth about any of it? No.
The dog's out in the yard. He's taking a dump or whatever. He's like, hey, Oreo, I got some questions for you.
Can I take a quick pic?
Hey, Oreo, picture?
Just a selfie with you, Oreo.
He's like, no. Not doing it. All right.
For your news leader in Fraser, Mike Suriani, WREG News Channel 3.
Quite the unusual story there. And the victim, 39-year-old Gerald Kirkwood, has been discharged from the hospital. Police have ruled this an accidental injury, and their reports do not indicate any charges were filed.
I think, what the? Nothing happened?
What are these cops doing?
I don't know. I think they're waiting for Fritz Weatherby to break it down for them, and he's got no info.
I think they need to reinvestigate that.
They were not being very cooperative
at all. This is
something stinks.
Something does.
Something stinks.
But when dog shoots owner, now you got a real story.
And finally, now we got a story. Dog shoots owner.
Okay. Text line is very skeptical.
You think?
Of what's going on.
There's not a... Right.
One text. I only see one of these, Keith.
Okay.
Fritz retired last week. They did a farewell speech and everything. I'm sorry, farewell special and everything.
Well, congratulations on a hell of a career, Fritz. We should have him on the show. We could ask him one question at 10 o'clock, and we'd be like, all right, afternoons are next. The guy can tell a story.
Yeah, maybe you've had guests before in the history of Kiefer Madness. We could bring on another guest, right? You've had the Bigfoot Hunter.
Yeah, Rick Dyer, who killed two big feet. We had him on.
I recall that.
I asked him what happened to the two Bigfoots that he killed. He told me that one of them the government took, and the other one he lost.
The dog shot it?
No, he said he lost it.
Yeah.
Well, he had proof, but the government took one, and then he lost the other one.
Keith, we've been looking for Big Feet for how long? You get one? Of course the government's going to take one of those.
He shot one in, like, Tennessee, which was I did not expect that. I thought they were more Pacific Northwest, but he said he found them everywhere. Yeah, he one in Tennessee.
Yeah, you find... They're not that hard to find. Rick Dyer finds them left and right.
Now,
I thought it was West Virginia, Bigfoot spot.
Oh, yeah, maybe. They also have the Mothman in West Virginia. Yeah, famously. Yeah.
No Chupacabra.
Yeah, Fritz Weatherby, retired. 88 years young.
Huh.
He's known for his distinctive voice and catchphrase, quote, I'll tell
the story.
Good for him.
If it's man biting dog, it might be a story.
But when dog shoots owner, now you got a real story.
That's the madness. Kiefer Madness every Tuesday here on Jones and Keefe, 12:45. You can mark that down. We'll get back to the Patriots and free agency with all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. We'll do that next.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.